You mentioned before the issue of asparaginase. Can you talk about some of the clinical issues that come up and how you select the agent?
So right now we have E. coli asparaginase, the pegylated form, and we also have Erwinia. We try and use the pegylated asparaginase in our setting, but when it's not available or when there is issues with it, we also use Erwinia. The challenge with asparaginase in general in older patients is something we deal with frequently and something that causes a lot of challenge in a subset of patients is the toxicity. So you are more likely to have an allergic response, a reaction during infusion of asparaginase. If you are older, you're more likely to have tissue injury, pancreatitis, hepatitis, rash, and those can be very challenging and sometimes lethal. So in that type of setting, you have to be very thoughtful. In addition, there is this concern for effect on triglycerides. Triglycerides can shoot up and may have to be managed with triglyceride-lowering agents. One other thing I would just say with asparaginase is that there is an increased risk of clot. That, too, is a potentially life-threatening challenge.
Any comments about inotuzumab or ozogamicin in ALL?
Well, there was a very, as I'm sure you know, there is a very important and timely New England Journal article that was recently published by Dr. Kantarjan and colleagues that showed that in the relapse refractory setting, inotuzumab ozogamicin appears to be superior in terms of a variety of outcomes, including overall survival, compared to standard conventional approaches for these patients. There is a signal, a real signal for veno-occlusive disease that needs to be considered, and that signal appears to be heightened in patients who have been previously transplanted and who have received myeloablative conditioning regimens.
Finally, in terms of ALL, any comments in terms of checkpoint inhibitors and CAR T therapy?
Well, with checkpoint inhibitors, again, I think that's very early in development, but there's many people looking at it. We have some interest. As far as CAR T, obviously that's a different story. I think there is still a lot of promise. There are many companies that are looking at CD19 targeted CAR T cells. The challenge is ALL patients as opposed to CLL patients and myeloma patients that you had mentioned tend to be more acutely sick, and the concern and risk for cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, and it appears the incidence of these things are much higher and can be more dangerous. So they have to be under consideration.
So where do you see the future of CAR T therapy for ALL? And when do you think theoretically, I mean, I've heard it's being reviewed by the FDA. How is it going to be used?
We'll have to see. First, we have to demonstrate that it can be safely administered. CAR T cells have a lot of challenges, logistical challenges, toxicity that you have to watch for, managing these patients in the hospital, picking the right patient populations. So I think that I do see a future for CAR T cell technology, but I think we're still figuring it out in ALL. And I think that in the years ahead, we're going to have better and better products available for our patients in terms of CAR T. I do have a lot of optimism.